All right. It's not often you get people on with the lens as deep as our next guest. He has been involved with Major League Soccer for a long, long time, but he's also done the NFL. I mean, he's branched out in so many sports. He's had an amazing career in media, in TV and radio. He is Roberto Abramovitz. He joins us now. He is the play-by-play man for New York City FC, who is coming into town this Saturday. Roberto.
Glenn, how are you?
Why has it taken so long for me to bring a legend on this show like you?
When are you doing that?
Roberto, thank you for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it. I have admired your work from afar. I guess we haven't crossed paths as much since, you know, things have been separated with the East and West a little bit more. But we will this weekend. You will be in town to call a game. Give us some insight so far in this New York City FC season. I know it's kind of a rebuild under Nick Cushing. There's a lot of big names that are gone, like Maxi Morales and Sean Johnson and many others. But it's now two in a row for NYCFC. Your thoughts?
Well, they're starting to get their act together because they still have a ton of talent. I mean, this is a team that was about as deep as any team there was in the league for the past few years. One of the reasons that they won it back in 2021. So now a lot of those depth pieces have become starting pieces. But because of the fact that they played so often, it doesn't even look like a team that has lost players. And then, you mentioned Maxi. You mentioned Sean Johnston. Tati Castellanos is gone, and he's the hardest one to replace of all of them. And you can make an argument for Maxi as well, okay? But they also lost Anton Tinnerholm. They also lost Alexander Callens, who to me was the best defender in the league.
Yes.
And they lost Nicolas Acevedo. I mean, there's a lot of guys, right? Santi Rodriguez was lost, and then he came back, so that's good. But then they've also recovered guys like James Sands and Santi Rodriguez. So all of a sudden, you started looking at this team, and you look at the starting 11, and you're like, well, all these names are familiar, except for the fact maybe of Brian Cufré, who joined the team this year from Mallorca in Spain. Aside from that, the starting 11 looks like the normal starting 11 that, you know, you saw mostly towards the end of last year. Yes, as we said, some players are missing, but then all these guys played so often that they don't look like, oh, wow, this guy's in the starting lineup. It's like, yeah, of course he's in the starting lineup. So however you want to look at it, it looks pretty much like the same team. They lost a lot of talent, but they had a lot of talent and depth, and now they're rebuilding that depth and maybe some key pieces that they will get still that will be in the starting lineup hopefully soon.
He's Roberto Abramovitz. He's the play-by-play man for New York City FC. He's been a great servant to Major League Soccer, another one of these gentlemen that have worked in the league so long, have seen so many things. Let's go position by position. All right, so Sean Johnson is gone. He took a better deal up in Toronto. Barrera in goal now. How do you feel about him?
He's doing really well. I think the team has to be excited by everything that he's doing right now. There isn't a goal that he's allowed so far this season that you could really fault him on. And I think that that's a great thing for him, that he's been there and he's got pressure. It's not like it was last year. And I spoke to him about this last week, is that when Sean Johnson was here, it was very clear that Sean Johnson was number one, he was number two. Now Sean is gone, and he's going through most of preseason as a de facto number one, but then they bring in Matt Freese. Now, they didn't bring in Matt Freese just to be a guy who's going to be sitting on the bench. They brought him in here to compete for a starting position. And so now you have a situation where there is competition, but it's Barrera's job to lose. And so far, he's not doing a damn thing to lose his job. He's been absolutely solid. And one of the things that he brings to the team is that he gives better distribution than Sean Johnson. He's better with his feet. He's also excellent at providing a long ball. So he can punt the ball easily 60, 70 yards down the field. And New York City, you know, they've scored a goal off that. I think it was in 2021 they did that. And then last week they almost had another opportunity with it. It's a weapon. And if whoever they're playing isn't tuned in, they can go literally route one and then a punt, a dribble, and a shot.
Yeah, and the ball gets in the penalty areas very quickly at Yankee Stadium. It could do the same here in Houston. That's an interesting one. All right, let's talk about Keaton Parks and James Sands. Sands comes back after being at Rangers in Scotland. They seem to be kind of, you know, a very focal point of your midfield there, two guys that are going to really try to control the game in that area.
I mean, you can make an argument that Keaton Parks, James Sands, and Santi Rodriguez gives New York City FC the best midfield in MLS. And that's how good and strong they are. And Parks and Sands, after being separated for a year, just got back on the field, and it was like nothing had ever changed. And they just give you so much depth, so much quality. We saw this in Chicago with James Sands because he had just come in. He had only had a couple of practices, and he could only last about 75 minutes. The minute he left, the team totally changed, and then they allowed the only shot on goal, which is Fabian Evers, which wound up being deflected and went in, and that turned in a 1-0 victory into a 1-1 tie. So you can see the difference. Sorry, I've got a little cough here. You can see the difference that James Sands makes. I mean, he's come back as a better player than when he left. And yes, he wasn't a regular with Rangers, but he definitely improved as he got older, and he got all that experience playing in Europe and playing Europa League and everything else, aside from the Scottish League. So you can see a much more improved focus. James Sands is a great addition to this team.
Talking to Roberto Abramowitz, play-by-play New York City FC. By the way, I mean, Roberto, there's a lot of things I know you haven't done in media that I learned today. You have an incredible ABC Sports, ESPN Deportes.com. You were an editor-in-chief. You've worked on Super Bowls. I mean, you know, I think I'm going to start over again. I'm going to go back 27 years and start over again. It's really an amazing career. And one day I want to bring you on just to talk about your career. But I want to go back to Keaton Parks and Sands and Rodriguez. I think this is a very good matchup with Hector Herrera and Artur. Herrera and Artur were excellent in the last game. Coco Carrasquilla will be away with Panama. I'm taking a stab at it that Amin Bassi may be a part of that midfield. But I think Rodriguez, Park, Sands versus Herrera, Artur, and whoever Ben Olsen plays, maybe Amin Bassi central, that's going to be a really big piece of this game in the middle third.
That's going to be fun. It really is, because Rodriguez is very creative, okay? And he's a workhorse as well. So the only thing he's got to calm down is a little bit of that fire that he has in him, and he gets into arguments where he probably shouldn't. So that's one area where he's got to cool down a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, he is just excellent. And you can see him growing and growing last year. The fact that he had left was, you know, saddening for anybody who follows his team because of all the quality that he had. Thankfully, he didn't want to stay at Torque in Montevideo. And so he worked it out so he could get a deal here. He got a DP deal, and he's going to be here, you know, hopefully for the next couple of years before he winds his way into some European team, because that's his future. His future is Europe. He's that good.
All right, Roberto, we got 4 minutes, so I want to fly at you with a couple of things. I think the Houston Dynamo have, you know, a question mark at this stage of the season. There's plenty of time with their striker position, and you may have one in New York City FC with Magno. What do you think?
Well, Magno's learning the position, really. They're trying very hard to get him to adjust to it. He just feels more comfortable on the wing. So New York City still has until April 24th to bring more players in, and they're going to do that. The next one to come in is going to be Richie Ledesma. So as long as he passes his physical, he's going to be loaned to New York City for at least a year from PSV Eindhoven. So he's going to be there, and he's going to free up Santi to be able to play the wing if he wants, so it gives him other options. But New York City definitely needs a real number nine. Ever since Tati left, it's been scoring by committee, but Tati Castellanos was just so active and so good and got so good by learning the position. And they're trying, I guess, to get lightning in a bottle twice, because Tati Castellanos, when he came here, he was the right wing. Now, David Lee saw that he had the capability of being playing centrally, and it turned out that he was right. And they're going to try to do the same with Thales Magno so far, but they're still going to bring in another number nine, especially before, supposedly, they're trying to, before the April 24th deadline.
He's Roberto Abramowitz, play-by-play man in New York City FC. You are going to come on the show again one day because I want to go through your career because it is a remarkable career, and you're one of these guys that really, you know, the fans at New York City FC, I know how much they appreciate you and in the New York metropolitan area, and I would venture to say it's pretty obvious that people around the country enjoy your commentary on games and the way you've really supported and been a gatekeeper for Major League Soccer. Real quick, and this one's got to be basically a 30-second answer here, just on Nick Cushing and how he's handling the job here in year two as the manager.
I think he's doing absolutely great. He's so organized. He's so focused. He's very well-liked. He really is brilliant. I think that New York City is in absolute great hands with him. I can't be even more effusive than that. I think that they picked a great guy for the job, and he's really easy to deal with as far as being part, you know, being part of the media and just being able to talk to him. He's so open. He's so willing to share information and share things with us. It's absolutely great.
Roberto, thank you so much for coming on tonight. This is a great preview of New York City FC. We really appreciate it. I think this is going to be a good one this weekend. I'll see you in the radio booth at Shell Energy Stadium on Saturday.
I am so looking forward to it, and I hope that everybody in Houston comes out for the game, because one thing that New York City FC does, they play entertaining games.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be entertaining. Roberto, thank you so much for doing this tonight.
My pleasure, Glenn. Anytime.
All right, he's one of the all-time greats. By the way, it's a far cry from the days of Frank Lampard and Andrea Pirlo with New York City FC. 2021 MLS Cup champions. They come to town this weekend. We're going to take a break here. It's powered by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 24/7, they will take care of you. Car, boat, motorcycle accident, their personal injury attorneys. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. is the number. By the way, Peter Tosh, the toughest, is going to take you to break. It's caller number 2. Is that okay, Andrew? Okay. He's laughing because, oh, Guillermo's got to go back there and take the calls. Caller number 2. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash right now at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're having too much fun here tonight. Start from doing